This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Sunday, November 24th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., Cub Scout Pack 551 is hosting a spaghetti dinner fundraiser at Lena's Northern Pines Resort. Be sure to stop on by and support them and enjoy a delicious meal. Once again, this is happening Sunday, November 24th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at North 16243 Lakeshore Drive in Butternut. The University of Wisconsin is officially down a coach. Stuart Waddles has more.
Former NFL coach Jack Del Rio's brief tenure with the University of Wisconsin has come to an end after a drunk driving incident. Del Rio, who joined the Badgers staff as a senior advisor earlier this year, was arrested Friday night after allegedly crashing into a sign and fence before leaving his car in someone's yard. The university announced Del Rio's resignation yesterday.
Saturday, November 23rd, from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m., the West Avenue Band will be at the Big Dipper. They invite you to join them for opening hunting season, where they'll be sure to deliver the heat after a long day in the cold. If you love traditional classic rock with a twist, then you're in for a treat. The West Avenue Band describes themselves as a grooving, hard rock powered trio, hailing from the northwoods of Wisconsin and heating up the trail like no other trio on the circuit, inspired by the rock gods of past and present. Once again, this is happening Saturday, November 23rd from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. out on Shady Knoll Road at the Big Dipper. Wisconsin has decided that winter has arrived, bringing to us a snowstorm that could be striking the Midwest about the same time as another hurricane heads for the west coast of Florida. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has the details.
A snowstorm could be striking the Midwest about the same time as another potential hurricane heads for the west coast of Florida. Up here, a big low-pressure system tracks our way and stalls out by Lake Michigan. As it takes a dip to the south, it drags cold temperatures throughout the state, which, of course, will likely flip rain to quickly accumulating snowfall Tuesday night and into Wednesday, and it could linger longer. The weather pattern is shifting from a strong El Nino to a weak La Nina. Here's Matt Friedline with the National Weather Service.
So a weak La Nina tends to be better for that, to keep it snowing that, and frequent systems, the Alberta Clippers, as we say. So a lot of nickel and dime snow opportunities, more frequent cold air intrusions, too.
Meanwhile, Tropical Depression 19 is set to soak up the warm waters of the Gulf this weekend and has its sights set on Florida, possibly making landfall at the same exact time the snow strikes us. And it's expected to reach hurricane strength tomorrow, taking on the name Sarah.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
It's Packers and Bears week. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers held practice getting ready for the Bears in Chicago Sunday, even though the Packers have beat the Bears 10 times in a row. I asked Jordan Love if there's still a rivalry.
Definitely. No, we know the history of the game, and it's definitely, you know, I think it's special to be a part of it. A rivalry that's been going on, the oldest rivalry in football.
In Chicago, Bears head coach Matt Eberflus fired his offensive coordinator.
In the past 48 hours, working through some things and obviously released Shane Waldron. What I'm looking for, the offense, is creativity, working the guys into open positions on the field. But that takes creativity, but it takes everybody.
Pass coordinator Thomas Brown promoted to offensive play caller. NBA, the Bucks with a 127-120 win in overtime against the Pistons. Damian Lillard out with a concussion. Giannis with 59 points.
Not only did Giannis have to score, he actually had to be our point guard as well.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. When it comes to films opening wide this weekend, it's a bit quiet, sort of like the calm before the storm. All eyes are on next week's openers, which will showcase Barbenheimer 2.0 or Glicked, which is Wicked and Gladiator 2. But there is one film opening wide this week, and it follows a new trend of badass Santa movies. Red One stars Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Chris Evans, J.K. Simmons, and the awesome Bonnie Hunt. Johnson plays the head of security at the North Pole and teams up with bounty hunter Evans to find Santa Claus, who has been kidnapped. It's usually an inside job. The first suspect would be Mrs. Claus. Red One is getting less than 40% on Rotten Tomatoes, but don't let that stop you. It looks like pure holiday fun, and at PG-13, it's fun for the whole family. The Bruce Willis film, The Fifth Element, is getting a re-release this weekend, but in a limited capacity. The film is from 1997 and also stars Ian Holm, Gary Oldman, and Chris Tucker. If you feel like staying home, new movies to stream include Megalopolis, Saturday Night, or Michael Keaton's Goodrich. Let's go to the movies. Actor Glenn Powell is no Ethan Hunt, according to actor Glenn Powell. The Top Gun and Twisters actor denied rumors that he will be the next Ethan Hunt in the Mission Impossible series. Rumor had it that Tom Cruise was the one who wanted Powell to be his successor. Powell told Pat McAfee of The Pat McAfee Show there is no way he wants the role and would certainly never do his own stunts like Cruise does. Cruise created the role of Hangman in Top Gun Maverick for Powell after Powell lost out on playing Goose's son to Miles Teller. Seems like he's doing okay since then. Powell is currently filming The Running Man, a remake of the Arnold Schwarzenegger film from the 1990s. For those of you who are film noir buffs, I don't think I have to tell you this is Noirvember. If you're looking for a good old black and white film to watch, check out In a Lonely Place with Humphrey Bogart. Bogart plays a cocky Hollywood writer suspected of killing a young starlet. The story has lots of twists and turns and has excellent acting. It's got all the elements you want in a good film noir and an ending you don't see coming. Happy Noirvember. There's not much left for Denzel Washington to achieve when it comes to his career. That is probably why he's mentioned retiring soon. The actor says he will star in the third Black Panther film. After that, he says he will do Othello and then King Lear and then hang it up. There is a lot of potential there to exit the business with a third Oscar for acting. Washington won Best Actor for Training Day and a Best Supporting Actor statue for Glory. Seems like he's really getting the hang of this acting thing. Fasten your seatbelts. There is a new Sexiest Man Alive for 2024, and his name is John Krasinski. The always humble Jim from The Office and star of A Quiet Place says when he got the news, he thought he was being punked. His wife, Emily Blunt, said if he won, she would wallpaper the house with magazine covers. Sounds like they have a busy weekend. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wamba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today with a high of 49 this afternoon. The wind will be light out of the north. Tonight, 31. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 50. We'll have clouds and a few sprinkles as we head into Saturday, Sunday with highs in the upper 40s to low 50s both days. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.